listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Guys, the Milwaukee Bucks are on to the next round of the playoffs after Milwaukee took care of Detroit last night. 127-104, a 4-0 series sweep for the Bucks.
Yeah, and this has been total domination. Now, we got this one right. Our theory.
Your theory, RJ.
Thank you. Is, I didn't want to say it. That's why you're here, Brad. But the theory, we all agreed to. I think Faz was a little skeptical.
He was.
Is it's almost like, not that I grew up in a small town, but we were in the city, right? There was those guys out on the hill that had farms, outhouses. I don't know what they, you probably were out in that crap.
I was in the outhouse.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there, but I don't know much about horses or, you know, I bet on horses. That's about it. Don't take that big long shot in the key race. You know, it's a little advice. But to me, it felt like almost like a young horse that gets to run out in the open field for the first time. Is that horse going to be getting tired? Is that horse going to be worried about eating a little hay or grass or whatever they eat? No, he's stretching those legs. And it feels like this Milwaukee team, both because they're playing a modern offense now and it's fun, and with Giannis and just the youthful enthusiasm of Milwaukee, I felt like they would extend leads. And that's what we saw in every game in this series.
Yeah, so Milwaukee won by 24 points per game. That is the second largest margin in any playoff series sweep in the history of the NBA.
Just sweeps.
So second largest there. And more impressive to me, RJ, okay, they won by 24 points per game, but what were the lines? The lines had Milwaukee favored by an average of 13 points per game. So Milwaukee exceeded expectations, that being the Vegas line, by double digits every game.
Yeah, so think about this. 4-0 straight up, obviously. You said it, Milwaukee by about 24 points straight up margin. Against the spread, they covered the game by about 11 points per game. So Vegas, everyone talks about how smart Vegas is, and it's true. It's hard to beat us. Vegas was sure. If they would have said, oh, you know that line? Add 10 points to it. That it would have been about expectation. Yep. And over four games, Milwaukee scored 44 more points than expected. If they would have pushed every game versus what they did, so they exceeded expectation of Milwaukee by 44 points in the series.
That's incredible.
That is strong. That is as strong as you're going to see. Which brings up to me a very interesting point. If you look at the odds in the East, my gut instinct initially would be Milwaukee's here and everyone else is a level down. The Bucks are plus 120 to win the East. So 100 wins you 120. The Raptors are plus 180. Not that different. Celtics plus 300. The Sixers plus 750. I think that's the story. Because Bucks have to play Boston. And the betting market is saying Boston is clearly better than the 76ers. Once the Raptors wrap up this series as expected, they're going to play the lesser team, the Sixers. So to me, if it ends up being Milwaukee and Toronto in the Eastern Finals, I think Milwaukee, not only going to have home court, will be the clear favorite.
Yep.
But I think it's a little deceiving, the East odds, because wouldn't you agree Milwaukee has the tougher second-round matchup?
Yeah, there's no question about it. Vegas feels that Boston is superior to the 76ers. So the expectation, Milwaukee's going to have two really tough series where Toronto might not have as tough as time with the 76ers.
And I tend to agree with that.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I got to be honest, I'm not often jealous, but Jonas's ability to do those 20 or 30 second newsy intros, unmatched, I think, in my whatever Colin says, I think unmatched. The number one pick, Mel Kiper's on one side, CBS reporter on the other, Give us that Jonas Knox magic.
Yeah, Mel Kiper says 99.9% the number one pick is going to be Kyler Murray going to the Arizona Cardinals. Pete Prisco of CBS is saying that he has heard that now the Cardinals are backing off of Kyler Murray, that early on the interest was to try and boost some buzz going in the area, sell some tickets, so on and so forth. So you've got Kiper versus Prisco. What are the odds say in Vegas, though, RJ?
But you sell those tickets and then you don't deliver. Mm. That seems like that's not a good long-term plan.
No.
Sounds like the hot dog stand that's moving two blocks down the street when they sell those old dogs. Manhattan style. Listen, we got the odds. This is objective. And literally we got this report within the hour updated. And we're just going to go across various online books. Kyler Murray to be the number one pick for Arizona, -350 at one book, -600 at the other, -450, -1,000. So you could say -500 is a pretty good average. So you're saying over 80% chance that Murray goes to Arizona. Let's be specific. Will be the first pick in the draft. If somehow someone trades up, they still take him one. Yep. You still win your bet, first pick in the draft. So I'll tell you, Brad, it feels like Vegas or the online books are splitting the difference here. If it's 99%, you're not going to be laying 400 or 500. You're going to be laying much, much more.
Yep.
If it's less than 50%, obviously you're not going to be laying anything. If the CBS guy's right, it feels like they're saying, we're leaning with Kiper, we're leaning with the yes, but we're not going to make it that extreme, which to me is a great betting opportunity. You can have an opinion on this one. If you think it's extremely likely, laying -350, and that's available on Murray to go number one, is a great bet. And if you think that it's less than 50%, then obviously you're looking at Nick Bosa, and you can get upwards of 4 to 4.5 to 1 on Bosa being the number one pick. So really, Vegas, the online books are giving you a choice based on your opinion. You either got to like, if you have an opinion on this, you got to either like Murray to go number one in the -350 range or Bosa to go number one in the 4.5 to 1 range. Thoughts?
Let me think about this. Let's do some simple math. Could you bet both and lock yourself into a profit?
If it's impossible for anyone else to go number one.
But I mean, from everything we have read, it's either going to be
Still hear him talking about Williams.
Okay.
And right now, Williams is in that, Williams is only in that 7-8 to 1.
Yeah.
So that's what the bridge jumpers, they call them in horse racing, do. Right, figuring, don't let this unlikely thing happen. Yeah. It tends to happen.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Brad, you have the college knowledge. Any of these props jump out at you?
The one that does for me is Will Grier. He's the quarterback for West Virginia. And you haven't.
So what's the prop?
The prop is his draft position. So you have an over-under number. Over meaning he's going to be drafted later. His number is 37.5. I'm going to go over.
So let's think about this. So what you hear after the first round, so there's 32 picks. Oftentimes, there's teams that like to trade up for that 33rd pick or 34th. So the theory is he's not going in the first. He's not going early in the second.
Yep. And it's just basically, rank the players. I take an aggregate of everyone out there, whether it's Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, everyone that's out there. And I've taken about 10 or 12 different sources, RJ, and I can't find a single source that has Will Grier as a top 80 player. So yes, teams tend to overreach when it comes to drafting quarterbacks. They would be significantly reaching for Will Grier. I'm going over 37.5 Will Grier.
Okay, so later, 38th pick or later, I tell you though, maybe tomorrow we'll talk about this. I have a theory. I don't think any team, if they use proper game theory strategy, can take a non-quarterback in the first round when there's still a viable franchise quarterback on the board. So let's use, for example, you know, the Browns taking, you know, some defensive players or one specific one. Well, I'm having a block on his name. The DN they took a couple years ago.
Myles Garrett.
Yes, Myles Garrett. Thank you. Is, you could say, great player. And I would make the case Garrett exceeded expectations a little bit. Yep. Right, Jonas?
Yeah, very
good.
Even
though a number one pick. But here's the question. Quarterbacks in Vegas, the difference between a borderline great quarterback, so let's say Big Ben in his prime, and a typical backup is about a touchdown.
Yep.
Right? Brady's been over a touchdown. Peyton Manning's been over a touchdown. Breeze over a touchdown. Andrew or Rodgers over a touchdown. Aaron Rodgers. But the very best non-quarterback in the entire NFL, and I'm talking about the best, is worth a point. So if you have one position where elite is worth, let's say, seven times as much, how wouldn't another team, and we've seen the Rams, you know, teams trade from 2 to 7 and get like two extra first rounders. In a weird way, I mean, you think about what the Eagles are doing, that's based upon a big trade to move up. And the theory is not that if you don't need a quarterback, and let's say Arizona decided Josh Rosen was their guy, it doesn't mean you take Nick Bosa. It means you trade that pick to someone that needs to gain those 7 points. You've got your guy in theory, but if they've got an average quarterback and they end up drafting an elite guy, they've just added 7 points per game, that team. If you draft Garrett and he ends up being an elite D end, you gain a half a point in that case. I mean, I don't think there's any DN worth more than a half.
No.
So it's like 14 times as valuable. So to me, the teams that have traded back when they didn't like the quarterbacks, so much more strategic than just taking a defensive player. Thoughts?
Number one, RJ, I haven't heard anyone talk like this, and I think more teams should adopt this, I would say, terminology, this philosophy. So that's very strong.
Well, listen, Vegas, just follow the neon lights. It will lead you. It's kind of like my true north, the neon lights. It's what guides me.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.